incidents and injuries, more checklists, more procedures, creation of paper trails, we will probably just get more of the same. In fact, it seems that more bureaucracy and compliance are less about managing the safety of the people we once felt responsible for than they are about managing the liability of the people they work for. Today, we make people do a lot of work that solves someone else's problems, but that does nothing to improve how work is done locally. In fact, it might well get in the way of doing work locally, and in the way of doing it efficiently or safely. These sorts of interventions are not going to get anybody much safer. For sure, bureaucratic initiatives from the last century, such as regulation, standardization, and centralized control, can take credit for a lot of the progress on safety that we have made. Interventions by the state and by individual organizations have taken us away from the shocking conditions of the early industrial age. We had to standardize, to organize, to come together, and to push back on unnecessary and unacceptable risk. We had to turn to the possibility of coercion by a state or other stakeholders to make that happen. Today, a steady rate of accidents, fatalities, and disasters in many industries show that we still have a lot further to go. But bureaucracy and compliance may well have taken us as far as they can in a number of those industries. In the meantime, we have produced a situation where a sizable chunk of national income is eaten up by bureaucratic clutter and compliance activities, surveillance, risk assessing, reporting, auditing, rule writing, policing, inspecting, and much more. It exacts a heavy price on our economies with ever-shrinking marginal returns. And in the meantime, we are hollowing out something fundamental about the humanity of work. The joys of local ownership, of initiative and innovation, the dignity and triumph of collaborative problem solving, the possibility for disruptive insights that break through a constraint that everyone else took as given. There is value in celebrating and protecting these things for their own sake, for sure, because they can make work deeply meaningful. But there is more. These, paradoxically, are precisely the sources of resilience that we need to tap into to make the next push into greater safety. Standardized, compliant ways of working, after all, are good at dealing with the risks that we already know, but they are virtually incapable of pointing us to the risk that we don't know about yet. The gradual drift into catastrophic failure, for example, that occurs underneath a shiny surface of green audits and compliance and low incident rates. We can get glimpses of that, however, if we learn how success is actually created given goal conflicts, organizational obstacles, and resource limitations at the sharp end. If we learn how work is actually done rather than how a bureaucracy imagines it to be done, we might catch the outlines of the next accident, and where it might possibly happen, and, most importantly, what experts at the sharp end are already doing every day to prevent it from happening. Stifling these sources of insight by imposing ever greater compliance demands, ever more suffocating liability management, means shooting ourselves in the foot. Bureaucratic interventions are not well equipped to deal with novelty and diversity and complexity. They want to measure things in simplified or condensed ways, develop standardized responses, and centralize the authority to control and coordinate them. This book argues that we need to push back on the triumph of compliance and bureaucracy to recover some of the humanity, dignity, common sense, creativity, and innovation of frontline work. To do this, it lends inspiration from the ideas of anarchism. Anarchism is a set of ideals and ideas, not a state of leaderless chaos and disorder. That would be anarchy. Anarchism values horizontal coordination rather than hierarchical top-down authority. It values the power of diversity and local expertise, the freedom from petty coercive compliance, and the possibility of disruption of standardized protocol and innovation beyond stale routines. Even in heavily bureaucratized and